Phoenix FM on Instagram. Follow Phoenix FM on Instagram. Search Phoenix FM Zambia to see behind the scenes images and videos of your favorite presenters. The main news bulletin on Phoenix FM is brought to you by Absa Bank Zambia PLC. Your story matters.
You know that feeling of frustration when you're told, sorry, we don't take mobile money payments. Turn that frown into a smile. With the upgraded Absa POS machine, you can pay for your items using your mobile money wallet, Visa credit or debit card, MasterCard, and more. Now, that's a payment solution with more convenience. Call 5950 to sign up or find it at a supermarket near you. Your story matters. Absa.
Nicholas Perry says he will not resign over delayed delivery of ambulances. Court orders to MPs to pay 50,000 kwacha each or face jail term for failing to produce Chilufya Tayali. In global news, mother who sought 6-year-old daughter given life term in South Africa. With the main news on Phoenix, my name is Motolo Mwamba. Ministry of Local Government and Rural Development Permanent Secretary for Technical Services, Nicholas Perry, says he will not resign following the failure to have 156 Constituency Development Fund, CDF-funded ambulances delivered to the country by the 31st of May 2025. Addressing the media in Lusaka this morning, Mr. Perry says unforeseen logistical challenges have hindered the delivery of the remaining ambulances being procured through Zambia Medicines and Medical Supplies Agency, ZAMSA. Mr. Perry says he will not resign from his position, emphasizing that he still has a responsibility to ensure the ambulances are purchased at the right price and meet the required quality standards, adding that resigning would not expedite the delivery of the ambulances. He has, however, disclosed that all the 156 ambulances have already been procured and secured, with 47 of them currently in the custody of government. Mr. Perry has assured that government is working tirelessly to expedite the delivery of ambulances, with plans to have them ramped up in the country by August.
All things being equal, and I said, if we don't, we'll come back to you and tell you that we are not able to. So I'm not able to deliver. I've procured 156. I'm not able to deliver because it is beyond my control. So what do you want? Okay, I resign because I said I resign. Then the ambulances don't come. Will it bring the ambulances? No. So I have a job to do, to be accountable to you, but also to make sure that you will deliver the ambulances.
Lusaka Principal Resident Magistrate Sylvia Munyinya has ordered Nakonde Member of Parliament Lucas Mumba and his Mpika counterpart Francis Kapyanga to pay 50,000 kwacha or serve 2 months imprisonment each for failing to avail Opposition Equity and Economic Party EPP President Chilufya Tayali before the court. Mr. Tayali is charged with harassment via electronic communication under the Cyber Security and Cyber Crimes Act No. 2 of 2021 and has missed proceedings for more than a year. However, when summoned by the court to explain Mr. Tayali's absence, the two legislators failed to account for the accused's whereabouts or ensure his appearance, but indicated that his only lacks funds to return to Zambia. The magistrate held the MPs responsible as Mr. Tayali's sureties and directed them to secure his attendance or face the imposed penalties by 16th of June 2025. Mr. Tayali is accused of alleging, during a Facebook live session on the 10th of November 2022, that Senior Chief Mukuni of the Tokalea people masterminded the 2019-2022 gassing incidents which engulfed the country. A coalition of stakeholders, including civil society organizations, political parties, professional associations, faith-based organizations, and academia, have called on government to pause and rectify the constitutional reform process post 2026 general elections to allow for genuine consensus building through a national dialogue. reading the communique on behalf of the group following a workshop at Protea Safari Lodge in Tisamba from May 2nd to 3rd, 2025, convened by the Center for Policy Dialogue CPD and Frederick Ebert Stiftung. Operation Young Vote Executive Director Des Nyarenda expressed concern about government's current approach to constitutional amendments and its potential impact on the national democratic future. Mr. Nyarenda has disclosed that the participants acknowledge the need for constitutional reform but raise serious concern about the rushed nature of the current process, which they say lacks the necessary broad-based consultation and inclusivity. He says it is crucial that the process reflects the collective aspirations of the citizens and not used to push through a narrow set of amendments that lack true popular support. Mr. Nyarenda has outlined several issues of concern, including government's approach to the constitutional amendment process, which the participants argue is piecemeal and fails to address critical issues such as expansion of the Bill of Rights to include economic and social rights.
We call on other stakeholders, including civil society organizations, political parties, professional associations, faith-based organizations, trade unions, academia, and the general citizenry, to join hands in rejecting the proposed piecemeal amendment of the Constitution proposed by the government and instead advocate for a holistic reform of the Constitution, which includes the expansion of the Bill of Rights to cater for economic, social, and cultural rights based on a broad-based stakeholder consensus.
The participants include OYV, Zambia Conference of Catholic Bishops, Zambia Women's Lobby Transparency International Zambia, Center for Policy Dialogue, Zambia Council for Social Development and Southern Africa Community Center for Constructive Resolution of Disputes, among others. Mines and Mineral Development Minister Paul Kabosue has assured the nation that Zambia is well prepared to manage mining waste as it works towards achieving its production target of 3 million metric tons of copper annually. Speaking in Kitwe last evening during the media launch of the Zambia Mining and Investment in Saka, Mr. Kabosue said the country has sufficient legal framework in place to enforce environmental, social and governance standards. He noted that recent pollution incidents involving Sino Metals, Roxing Minerals and Mimbulu Minerals should serve as a wake-up call for stakeholders to prioritize responsible mining practices.
We know the consequences of 3 million tons. More jobs for our people, more supply contracts, more taxes to the treasury. That's why we want 3 million tons. It's not a romantic figure so that you feel nice that Zambia is producing 3 million tons. It has got its own consequences that result. And that's what we are doing. So when we say 3 million tons, we know that it will create more jobs. We know there will be more taxes. It will also force us to have more energy. It will also force us to have more road infrastructure.
During the event, the Association of Chinese Businesses in Mining pledged $300,000 towards the Zambia Mining and Investment in Saka scheduled for October this year, while Zambian-owned RockTech Investment pledged $60,000 in support of the event. Earlier, Mines and Mineral Development Permanent Secretary Dr. Hapenga Kabeta highlighted the successes of last year's inaugural in Saka, including progress made in supporting artisanal and small-scale miners.
We indicated that there is going to be an artisanal and small-scale mining conference. And that artisanal and small-scale mining conference is due to take place on the 30th and 31st of July 2025. And the organizing committee is very busy. Now, since you have seen what has happened,
according to the Zambia Mining and Investment in Saka website, platinum sponsorship is set at $150,000, gold at $200,000, silver at $150,000, and bronze and $75,000 with several other sponsorship opportunities available for what is being described as a highly anticipated event.